Andrew W.K. is the king of partying. Infamous for a bloody nose and famous for his high life attitude, Andrew's true will is to use all forms of entertainment to create feelings of joy, fun, love, freedom, and possibility. His new album, You're Not Alone, is his first in 12 years, and to quote NPR Music's Jason Heller, the 16-song LP is a cornucopia of spirit-lifting and reflective party gems. I gave Andrew a call last week to chat about the new release and much, much more. Let's listen in. Hello.
Hello, is this Gregory?
Yes, it is. Wow, you sound fantastic.
Well, you sound very clear as well. I'm impressed.
I'm very excited. You're coming to Revolution Hall September 7th.
That is correct.
You know, I just watched your E3 clip again. If it's anything like that performance, we're going to be blown away.
Oh, well, that's very flattering of you to say. And I don't know if I can promise, but I can take a risk and say that it will be as close to that or even better than that as anything else we could offer.
Boy, that's one of the best live performances I think I've ever seen. The energy, just your delivery, the band, a well-oiled machine, like you said.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way about the band. I'm extremely lucky to have these people on that stage with me. And yeah, we are really excited about what we've come together with in this era. We've been doing this for about 20 years. Band members have come and gone, but some have been there with me almost the entire time. And practice makes the party partier. And I think this is the partiest we've ever been. And you'd think that should be what happens. The longer you do it, you improve.
Right.
You get better at conjuring up that party power.
I mean, you posted a clip with Flood Magazine. It's quite the contrast of performances. You felt like you lost your focus, you were frustrated. Why was that clip created? Is that just to show the other side of the creative process?
Well, we had to salvage something from this disaster of a session.
Right.
And sometimes the answer, which I think I talked about in the piece, because I had attempted to play these pieces, it was going very poorly because of my errors, and it snowballed. And I saw, the only opening I saw was to, instead of trying to turn away from this situation and these mistakes, to actually highlight them.
To embrace them, right.
Embrace it and see maybe that's what this is supposed to be. And I never had made a video quite like that or talked about those things in that straightforward
way. No, you haven't. No.
So it's just how it happened, and you got to come up with something on the fly. I suppose I was improvising, and the crew was kind enough to indulge that spontaneous change of direction in the themes of what we were supposed to do, because really it was just supposed to be playing two or three songs and that was it. And
right.
Since I wasn't able to play the songs properly, we talked about that instead. You know, I just had a dream about Elton John last night, which is strange, I suppose. I mean, I never had a dream about...
Rocket Man.
Yeah, Rocket Man. And it was, the song was Someone Saved My Life Tonight. He was playing that for me, and I was watching how he played it, and it was just incredible. And there was something about his voice and the way his voice sounded at the piano.
Boy, that reminded me of your This Is Not Happening story with the Elton John Rocket Man track.
Yeah.
Very funny.
You are very well researched, sir. I'm very impressed.
This is kind of funny. I've never seen you do a workout video. Have you ever thought about doing that?
Well, actually, look it up. There are a couple.
Really?
There's a handful of exercise-themed videos. I don't know that I would... Out of respect for people who have made actual workout videos, I don't know that's quite of that caliber, but it's hopefully entertaining.
I'm just curious what your favorite tricep exercise is.
Oh, wow. Great question. The cable machine, you know, those cable weights.
Right.
Free weights are great. All the machines are great, but nothing's as versatile and as satisfying in that particular unique way than a cable machine, which has that
really
beautiful consistent weight. Yeah, because
yes,
the gravity is consistent, right?
That's right.
And it's so flexible and so malleable. You can get all these different ranges of motion. And tricep is, if you're just doing free weights, it can be difficult to isolate it in a satisfying way. And especially if you're trying to avoid putting too much strain on your elbows and putting your arms in convoluted positions to get that consistent gravity. But with that cable machine, you're hot to trot.
You know, I noticed the progression from 2009 to 2018, and the triceps have grown.
Oh yeah, it's been fitness or exercise from a very early age, thanks to my mom, who was very passionate about exercise and fitness, swimming especially, which is how I sort of began doing anything real physical. It was very clear that it made life better,
right,
in a very
right
undeniable way.
Yes.
And actually, much like music, in this very consistent way, I could always count on feeling better about everything if I exercised.
Absolutely.
And it's nice to have something that's so clearly an absolute good in life that you can count on like that.
No, you've got to offset that pizza.
Yeah. And then you can eat more pizza as a reward, which is really great.
Do you ever go to our Pizza Skulls in Portland or in the Northwest? You got any favorite pizza places?
Oh, there's plenty. I mean, Sizzle Pie, I've had the privilege of working with them several times.
Right.
Partying with them and enjoying their fine pizza.
It's a party.
On many occasions, and that was always great. I'm very, very open-minded when it comes to pizza. I'm as far as a picky pizza connoisseur as you can get. I'm not a pizza snob.
Throw it in there.
Yeah, I love all kinds, all varieties, from the fanciest to the frozen.
Okay, just a few more questions. I know I don't have you for too long, but I want to ask you about your album cover. Very interesting placement of the microphone.
Oh, yes. You know, being a keyboard player, being a piano player, that was always one of the challenges right from the beginning was because the show is so physical.
Right. And why do you put the mic?
Yeah, and I didn't want to use a mic stand at the front of the stage. So when I was playing keyboard, I had to put the mic somewhere, and I couldn't set it down without it falling. And the fastest, easiest place was right there in the waistband. I had been, writing motivational pieces and doing motivational speaking and motivational speeches
right
from time to time, and it was suggested to try to incorporate that into three brief motivational speeches on the album. And I never had thought to do that before, but it sounded like the right thing, and it was challenging, but I had a lot of doubts about it, and I still do, but they exist, and there's nothing I can do about it now.
Do you have any memories of the Pacific Northwest or Portland? You got a lot of fans here.
Well, I have many memories, yeah. The atmosphere is so particular, unique, and dense in Portland that any experience you have there, even what would be considered a very mundane experience, takes on a type of significance because of the location. It stands out. Clearly, that's why people are passionate about it. It's part of that corner of the country, I think, that has a different feeling in the air, a different smell, a different texture. And I really appreciate powerful places like that. It's like a vortex.
Mm. And you're playing a great venue, Revolution Hall, September 9th. Andrew WK, thank you so much for chatting with us. I am looking forward to this show. It's going to blow the socks off everybody here.
Thank you for your kindness. Thank you so much for your thoughtful conversation. I enjoyed it.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. Some great shows coming up with the Risk Podcast and Johnny Marr. As for the moment, I'm going to head off to the gym and work on my triceps. We'll be back next week. See you then.